Now, next up, the SLP has asked road chiefs to use the word Derry alongside Londonderry and new road signs in a compromise on the city's long-standing name row. The MLA, Mark H. Durkin, contacted the Permanent Secretary, Peter May, with the request that he believed would end sign vandalism. Let's speak to him. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
So what do you want here? You want Derry and Londonderry on every road sign, do you?
No. Well, it's brilliant that we're finally seeing development along the A6. That's the road from Derry to Belfast, or Belfast to Derry, as you might see it. And along that new route, there will be the need for new road signs. And I've asked that on those new road signs, that the name Derry be incorporated. I haven't asked that Derry be used instead of Londonderry. I've asked that Derry appear alongside Londonderry. So I'm not asking for every road sign in Northern Ireland to be replaced overnight, but just as new signs are erected, that they should bear the name Derry, which is the name by which the vast majority of residents of this city...
What would that gain, Mark?
Well, I think there are a number of gains. You've touched on the vandalism issue there. Anyone coming up or down that road or along any road to Derry in Northern Ireland will come across vandalised signs where the London will have been sprayed out. I believe that while it might not completely eradicate that, there will always be mindless vandals out there, that would certainly reduce it if people see Derry already on the sign.
You don't think people would then go up and maybe paint over Derry for those that objected to it? And then you get into this farce of some people, you know, scribbling out London in the Londonderry, and then other people where the Derry is, they've got them paint over that. I mean, paint along with Nancy. Remember that programme?
If people see something that is fair, you know, people see something that does truly represent equality, then they're less likely to be upset or annoyed by it. There are also issues, I suppose, of people travelling from south of the border. These could be tourists from anywhere in the world, where in the Republic, all the road signs coming to the city will have Derry on them, and then as soon as they hit the border, it becomes Londonderry.
So if you take the logic of what you're saying in the Republic, and that's the key point, isn't it? In the Republic, the road signs are Derry. So would you also advocate in the Republic them putting the signs up saying Londonderry as well?
Well, I've written to the Permanent Secretary of the Northern Ireland, the Department for Infrastructure.
But the last time I looked, Northern Ireland was in the last time I looked, Northern Ireland was in the United Kingdom. So the official name is Londonderry. So if you follow your logic, why would you not ask the Republic to also embrace Londonderry? Okay, if you're asking the UK to embrace Derry, why are you not asking the Republic to embrace Londonderry?
I don't think this is some maverick proposal that I've come up with. I think it's very moderate and measured. The vast majority of people who live here call this city by the name Derry. I haven't come up with a Dura proposal or anything that I thought could potentially upset people. I don't intend to. There never was my intention to become embroiled in the age-old city name row that has bubbled.
Let's see what the Belfast Telegraph commentator Ruth Dudley Edwards thinks. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think? Good morning, Mark.
I don't think we should give in to vandalism. And if I were a vandal and this was adopted precisely because of my vandalism, I would be whooping with celebrations and I would be carrying on to ensure that I made such a fuss and did so much damage that all road signs, there would be huge pressure to change all road signs. The name of the place is Londonderry.
What's wrong with Derry?
Very good for tourists.
What's wrong?
It gives them an interesting introduction to Derry to come up from the south, see it's Derry there, and then they cross the border and they discover it's Londonderry, and then some of the time London's been eradicated, and perhaps gives them a taste of recent history.
But you know the hinterland of Northern Ireland, you know the context with which Mark is making this argument. So what would be wrong for those people who describe where they live as Derry? What would be wrong with having it up on a sign, Ruth?
Because it's actually giving into vandalism. That's the reason. He mentioned it as the first thing. That is the reason for it. I mean, the thing is, everybody used to happily use Derry until nationalists, particularly Republicans, started making a huge fuss about it in the 1970s. The Apprentice Boys of Derry, you couldn't get anything much more Protestant and Unionist than them. But they called themselves that. They were happy with it. But it became political. And as soon as nationalists started making insistent on changing names and bringing in Derry, the unionists dug their heels in, as usual. It's trivial. It's unbelievably trivial, and it costs money. And you know that the next stage would be the pressure to change all routes.
Mark?
Well, what I'm talking about here wouldn't cost a lot of money. I'm talking about as signs are replaced. I think that's pretty clear in my proposal. I was just wondering, Stephen, what the BBC policy is. You know, it strikes me that when you personally or other programmes or broadcasters in the BBC refer to this city, they do try to strike a balance. And that's all that I'm looking to do with this proposal.
Final word to you, Ruth.
It's the name of the city, Mark. There's no getting away from that. And I think Stephen's point, which I hadn't thought of until I heard it, that in all fairness, if it's fairness you're talking about, you'd have to ask the Irish government to do something similar. I just think we've got to grow beyond this. I mean, we've got Brexit looming. We've got the world in a bit of a state of chaos. And we're worrying about road signs, and we're caving into vandals. And that is not the right thing to do. The vandals actually should be caught and prosecuted.
Ruth, thank you. Mark, thank you. It was nice to talk to you both.